This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
What?
Gillian and Nick with you here for another nearly an hour. Just try and hold on. We'll be gone soon. That's the best I can say at the moment. It's all about the youth, not about us.
No, you're right. And coming up after this very short break,
yeah,
we're going to have our song off.
Yeah, providing the technology works, Nick.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Anyway.
Try it. I'll try it, all right. Do you know what? That is actually telling us that it is National Youth Week,
yep.
And we have had Marley with us
Marley.
All morning from 7 till 8, and we want to say thanks for coming in and chatting to us, and you're an interesting and upwardly mobile young thing, aren't you?
I guess. Thank you for
yes,
having me, though.
Yes, you are. No, look, it's been really great having you on air with us this morning. And all the best with your representative councils and volleyball and...
Relationships
and anything else that you are involved with if you get the time, because it seems like you're pretty full up.
Yeah.
Have you had fun?
I've had fun. Thank you very much for having me.
You're so welcome, and thanks for being quite a pioneer and ambassador.
An inspiration.
Absolutely, absolutely. So get rid of one and get another one on.
Asiel?
All right, hello.
Welcome.
Asiel, you're with us from 8 till 9, and
yes,
you are another youth. Another example, we've got real
two
live
examples.
Real live samples of young people with us. Asiel, we are going to have a significant chat to you a little bit later on.
Significant?
Yes.
Who are you?
Well, because I'm being a bit I'm a bit brushing over it all now.
Oh, you
because
are, I can see.
Look at me, I'm
hardly drawing breath. You should play the didgeridoo.
If I could control
circular breathing,
breath,
honestly,
I
honestly.
Would. But we are about to move on to we have a segment. Guys and girls and Peter's pals, every time we get on air at 8 o'clock, and we are having a playoff this week based on youth.
Yes, we with artists going head-to-head with songs that were recorded by people and were hits before they were 18.
So that now, let's just qualify our rules and regulations. Did
okay,
I sound at all like Julia then?
You did, a little bit.
I didn't mean
lower
to.
Lower it a bit, sound a little bit more bogan and you're there.
I can't sound bogan.
Okay.
Much as
what
I
are the rules and regs? On with it.
So the rules and regs are that the song, we're deciding this as we go, aren't we?
Making it up as we go along.
Okay. So the song has to have been released.
Yeah, let's say released.
To the general public.
Yes.
When the artist singing. Not the writer.
They don't have to write it.
Okay, so then the artist singing was under 18.
Yes.
Does that sound reasonable?
Yes.
God, does it sound boring or something?
Yes.
All right, well, get on with it then.
Well, you know, my technology is slightly dicky.
Do you know what? Can you, next week, could you maybe burn a CD of the song?
Yeah, all right. So
play?
Am I in? I'm going to give it a go. Everybody just cross everything. This is my entry for this week.
It's a cappella, Marley.
Okay, darling. Moving on with another song, we come back to this.
Okay, well,
sorry.
I'm going to then move on with my song.
Okay.
Yeah, how about that? Because I'm organised.
This is Nick's song for the under-18s, basically.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
You're in a little minky mood this morning. We're doing a playoff of artists who were under 18 when they released a certain song.
And he was about 6 or something, wasn't
he? Oh, he was ridiculously young. Yeah. And Marley is showing...
4.
Is showing what the youth of today can do by putting that up on the Facebook page. Wake up, it's Wednesday. I'm so impressed.
I know. I like the kind of the self-deception that you're going through of thinking that you're kind of doing the youth a favour by giving them a job to put up something on Facebook when, in fact, you've got no idea how to do it. But you go with that, you know, yeah, great, I'm empowering the youth.
I love the way that you disempower me just like that.
Right, Gillian, have you got your technology sorted? Perhaps you could give it to RCL to do.
No, well, Marley's actually helped me on this one. So if it doesn't work, Marley's to blame. Have you popped me in, though?
You are popped in.
Okay, so my nomination is Shout by Lulu and the Lovers.
Oh, as if you'll win
She's
again.
15, is she?
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Quarter past eight here on Joy 94.9, and that was our song playoff.
Yes, it was. I went for, so it had to be artists who were under 18 when they had their hit song or this particular hit song. You went for Michael Jackson and Ben. Mm. I went for Lulu and the Lovers with Shout, because Lulu was only 15 when she sang that, surprisingly, because she sounded very mature, didn't she?
Absolutely.
You,
on the other hand, sound like a strangled pelican, but never mind. Kay has texted in and said that the Beyond Blue campaign is brave and your ability to articulate yourself is admired even by adults. When I heard the new Radio Beyond Blue ad with you in it, this is Tamale, I thought you'd be good on radio, and here you are on my fave Joy show. Oh, bless you, Kay. I'm so impressed and quietly proud. And indeed, it is proud. Aziel, you're actually live and on air if you want to say hoi to our listeners.
Hoi.
Noise. We're going to get to you in just a moment. And,
she keeps promising that, Asiel, and suddenly it'll be 9 o'clock.
No, it won't be. It won't be. I'm just going to get through these. Tony, bless your cotton socks, has said, oh, Nick, this song makes me cry. That's Ben. Makes me cry too. It is sad.
Oh, it is very sad. Does the rat die in the end? What
You've
happens?
You've got a friend in me. Oh, you just listen to the words and perhaps vote for me.
Okay.
Because you know what? Like last week, you got about 700 votes and I got about 11, 12.
Never mind. 30. Never mind.
Maybe Marley can make your song work. Gillian, I assume that's for you.
Yeah, and Tony, she did. Thank you. I've learnt something.
Cameron has said, morning. Do you think the youth have heard of either of your youth picks? Just wondering, Cam. Do you think that's a dig at us?
Yes, usually. Cam likes to dig at us for choosing ancient songs.
Oh, yes, because, you know, 23 minutes and 50 hours a day of non-youth or you know, Australian Idol music is not enough on one station, Cameron. Seriously.
Get you, Asiel. Had you heard of those two songs we played?
I had heard of them. Yeah, my particular favourite. I think I'm going to go with Shout. Sorry.
Sorry. He's taken over David Hunt's role.
No, I'm sure David's already voted for, you know, Lulu. You know,
He'll
pretend to not be biased, but, you know, just get back onto Google of the garden gnomes.
David, that's where you belong now. Asiel, where is your sort of involvement?
I said you vote for Lulu.
Yes, David Hunt comes through again. The man of taste and style.
Anyway, Arcel, you were asking Arcel.
Yeah, because I want to know how you come to be here with us on Youth Week, because we don't just have any youth in here.
No, no, we select our youth carefully.
Exactly.
Ooh, careful selection. Well, I'm part of an advisory committee to the Hobsons Bay City Council.
Really?
Yes, and I think it was actually one of the first of its kind to take sort of the GLBTIQ community and sort of shove them in a room and say, okay, how can we make our council better to include sort of these individuals? So, yeah, they sent me an email about a week ago. And I said, I love to be in the radio. I love hearing my own voice.
So. Oh, do you? You like the sound of your own voice. Oh, that's fabulous.
Indeed. So has your participation in the council made things better for the youth?
I think it has. Well, for the youth, I think it has, actually. Yes.
For gay youth, for GLBTIQ.
So what have you advised them on that they have, the Hobson City Council, they've acted on?
So far, I think they've taken a few things on board. I think the major thing has probably been a program for, actually, the opposite of youth, for GLBTIQ elderly folk.
Oh, no, the over 40s.
Yeah, but I think more elderly.
See what
elderly
I mean? Nothing for the over 40s, yes.
And how they're taken care of in nursing homes.
Oh, that is important.
That is quite important. They get quite marginalised, because to be old and gay and lesbian, and it's quite difficult to sort of come out and be out in the open. And they have also taken a lot of works in the library. When I initially came out, there was absolutely nothing on sort of GLBTIQ stuff in the libraries at all. So now they've taken a lot of stuff, both for gay youth and for sort of gay families.
Wow.
And a whole lot of resources have been sort of put into it, into the Hobsons Bay Library. So that's really great.
Do people still use the library?
Apparently they do, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I thought you'd just Google stuff.
Mostly, yeah. But
Well, we're going to come back and chat some more with you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
RCL, you are not a crusty. How old are you, do you mind me asking?
I'm 22, so I'm not, I feel on the sort of older end of Gen Y.
Shut up.
I don't even have an iPhone. I mean, so...
No, something's wrong there. What happened there?
I'm not sure. My old phone hasn't broken yet, so I haven't got an iPhone yet. I do have an iPad, though, so...
Not buying into the disposable society.
Yeah, exactly. Too mainstream for me.
What do you do with yourself when you're not advising Hobson City Council on queer issues?
Well, I'm actually a med student, so that tends to keep me quite busy most of the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's wonderful.
So where are you a med student?
Just at the University of Melbourne. So down the road.
Oh, just that old sandstone.
Yeah. So have you been cutting up cadavers yet, or does that happen a bit later on?
Yes. I majored in anatomy in my previous degree, so I've been cutting up quite a few cadavers.
I wish that our listeners could have seen his little hand gestures there, Nick.
Resting in pieces.
Yep.
He's going quite, you know, assiduously with the knife and fork there. So you quite enjoy that sort of thing?
I always find anatomy quite interesting. And, you know, it's always sort of in a respectful manner, cutting up cadavers. But, yeah, it's a good way to learn anatomy because you see everything in there.
Is it respectful? Because, look, I recall hearing stories of you Melbourne uni types studying medicine, sort of, you know, playing pranks on each other by popping an ear in the pocket of your white coat and all that sort of thing.
No. Oh, God, no.
No?
No,
I'm
think
pleased
that would...
to hear it because then I might reconsider my decision.
Pleased
about...
to hear it. No, right, yeah, that wasn't funny.
So if I was thinking of donating my body to science, I would be treated with respect.
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
Would I be admired?
Probably.
Great.
Well, you want people to stand back and say, what a fine specimen of a woman.
Yes, I do, exactly.
I love her esophagus. Maybe.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to be a GP? What do you want to do with it?
Oh, well, I'm hoping to be a psychiatrist, actually. I've always had a very keen interest in psychiatry.
So. A psychiatrist who uses a scalpel?
No, not in that aspect, no. But yeah, I've always been interested in psychiatry, particularly in sort of queer issues regarding psychiatry, because it's such a interesting field, I think, and a lot of stuff needs to be done there.
So will you be about 70 by the time you graduate?
Probably, yeah.
Like, more, how many years of 80. Study are you needing to do for all this medicine and then psychiatry and then...
Probably like another 10 years or something.
Yes.
Imagine you're all hexed it.
Oh, that's not funny. That's why psychiatrists charge so much.
Oh,
must
is that
be.
Why?
Probably, yeah. If they made the degrees cheaper, we'll probably...
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, then I'd be one.
You'd be one, a psychiatrist.
That's the only thing holding me back.
What, hexed it?
Yep. We'll be back in a minute.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Yeah, that's hilarious. It's 29 minutes to 9. Paul, just want to say I'm glad that you're dancing at breakfast time. It's totally appropriate. We are here also with RCL. Now, tell us, what sort of music are you listening to?
Oh gosh. I'm horrible for music. I tend to listen to sort of the more indie type of music, so nothing that plays too much on the radio.
Well, probably not on this radio station, but like what sort of thing?
Oh, well, at the moment I'm actually listening to some sort of really weird out there music, sort of composers like Philip Glass.
Oh, great choice. Great choice. Stylish. Michael Nyman?
Yes, yes.
I'm with you, darling. I'm with you.
But yeah, I also like stuff like, I don't know, Sufjan Stevens and Joanna Newsom.
Loving Sufjan.
Indie artists out there. So, unfortunately, I don't tend to have any sort of on-air type of playable music.
Oh, don't worry. I've got an iPod full of it, but I'll probably get the sack.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
You're with Nick, Gillian and RCL, who is with us as part of National Youth Week. How's my pronunciation going?
Wonderful.
All right. Good.
She needs sort of positive reinforcement, yes, RCL. If you just sort of remember that every so often, yeah. Tell her how well you're doing. And you're doing a brilliant job. Don't give me the stink eye.
Why would I not give you the stink eye? That's your feedback from me.
Well, yeah.
Now, we were talking about you being quite extraordinary, really. You're a representative down at Hobsons Bay Council. You're an advisor.
Yeah, well, part of the committee, yeah.
Part of the committee.
Not just sole advisor.
No, no, but you're a med student.
Yes.
You're also quite well travelled.
Apparently, yes.
Well, so can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm actually from Mexico, so I was born there. Spent like the first 13 years of my life there. Moved around a lot within Mexico too, so that was fun. Then lived in America for 3 years. And that was also great fun.
Yeah.
Very nice area. Up near Canada, actually.
So right up north?
Yeah, right up north. We used to get like massive snowfalls where we like couldn't go to school because the car got snowed in. So that's a nice excuse to, you know, miss classes.
Lovely.
went back to Mexico for another 2 years and then ended up here somehow. So, yeah.
How did you end up here?
Well, my dad works for Holden, so he's an engineer.
Has he still got a job?
Yep, he does. So that's okay. That's okay.
he's at the top, Nick.
Oh, yeah, we only get rid of people at the bottom.
Yeah.
We took that from Maggie, didn't we? Anyway, yep.
Yeah. So he got a contract here and, you know, he said, come over, work in Australia, Melbourne. We Wikipedia'd it. Melbourne looked nice, so...
Really?
You made
your choice on where to live by Wikipedia.
Yes, that's what we did.
Great.
And it looked wonderful, so...
And has it been wonderful?
It has. I came out just as I was moving here. It sort of coincided. And I just woke up one day and thought, oh, God, this is fabulous.
I think Melbourne's a good place to be gay.
Yeah, it is.
Do you agree? I do agree.
I think it's wonderful. I visited Sydney on the weekend, and yeah, Melbourne just has its own amazing queer scene. It's amazing.
It does. Do you think that you sort of feel love?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Hilariously, Gillian is in here struggling with the Facebook page.
It was posted
initially on her page. So if you've liked it, you're probably a friend of hers. But get on to Wake Up It's Wednesday and vote again, because she's inadvertently wiped all the likes. She assures me not to worry because it was her that was winning anyway. So jump on and vote for
Yes,
Ben.
Yes, but, basically, just have to remind you that the subject matter this morning was hit songs by people who made them when they were under 18. You went for Michael Jackson with Ben. I went for Lulu and Shout. Jump on to Wake Up It's Wednesday and vote for one of those.
Now, I do think that it should be known, if it's not already, that Michael Jackson was like 2.5 when he did Ben.
He was. I think he was in the womb when he wrote it. So
He came out tapping. Now, hours ago, it seems like, doesn't it?
I think it probably was.
It does seem quite a long time ago. We started a competition for our DVD of the week.
Oh, yes. Keep the lights on, it's called.
And we asked people, what do you not talk about on a first date? What do you not talk about on a first date, Asiel?
Probably your exes is a big one.
Your exes is a big one. And do you know what? Molly the dog would agree with you.
Oh, really?
Do you know that we have pet memberships here at Joy 94.9?
Isn't that amazing?
They can't vote. Oh. Probably because they can't raise their paw up that high. Right. But they can win prizes.
Isn't that amazing? Right. And you know, they can text in, apparently. I mean, that's... this one called in, actually.
This one called in. So Molly the dog has said, don't talk about the ex. It's a popular theme. But apparently it's popular because people do it.
Oh, they do talk about their exes. I think when you're nervous, you see... Well, I know myself. You know that I sort of put my foot in it on a semi-regular basis? Well, I do. And that is often because I get a bit nervous or anxious. And I think when you do that, you often, you know, it's like, don't talk about your ex. Oh, my ex. You know, like, ended terribly and never mind.
And now I'm shattered and looking for somebody to pick up my pieces.
That's right. And Brandon, though, I mean, not only mentioned that you shouldn't talk about your ex-partner, he put a list of 5 and he dotted all of those.
He dot-pointed them.
But it was funny. He says, ex-partners, then current partners.
Don't talk about those.
Yes.
But we also like Brandon because he told us about Rita Ora.
Yeah, and
the lyrics to her song.
So, Brandon, you're getting this DVD of the week, whether you want it or not.
And we're coming around to your place for popcorn and movie night.
Aloha, everyone. This is Tony Child, waking up with Gillian and Nick.
I've got to go now. I've got to go. to say goodbye.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, I do find myself amusing.
Oh, you crack yourself up every minute and I love it. But I do enjoy your impression of Tony Charles.
Thank you.
Who else can we get on that you could do an impression of?
Oh, let me think about that.
Yeah.
I'll have to think about that and get back to
you. Oh, you will. Okay. Well, you're with
Julian
and Nick and RCL.
And Philippa has texted in from Yarraville saying she is loving the tunes this morning.
Yes.
Especially the oldies.
Oh, see, Cameron, did you read out Cameron's text while I was away that he was sort of complaining that we weren't being nice to him? Do you remember?
Oh, lighten up.
I know. Well, Cameron, you abuse us every week.
Exactly. if you can't take it back, don't give it out, sunshine.
That's right.
Sweetie.
You know, he doesn't like the fact that when we go with our songs head to head, we usually choose quite old ones. I think I probably topped it this morning by playing Lulu with Shout. Although when we were talking about playing songs, you know, by artists who were under 18 when they wrote them, somebody quite smart suggested Beethoven. So I didn't go that far back.
Oh.
Could have.
See, I was thinking of Silverchair.
Yes.
You know, they were all 15.
I was thinking of them too and quickly dumped the idea.
Yeah, well, I did too, given that we're on Joy 94.9
yeah.
at 9 minutes to nine.
And it's not uplifting. Well, mind you, Ben wasn't terribly uplifting, was it?
Well, Ben, no, but that's not part of the rules. It doesn't have to be uplifting.
No, don't get all defensive.
Now, RCL, you were just chatting about a very interesting, what do we call it, group?
Group, society.
Society that you're a part of. Can you tell us about that? You will say it better than I will.
Sure. Well, a bunch of friends and I from first year, second year and third year sort of got together and realized that there's really no student body for addressing queer issues in the clinical setting, sort of medical sort of
really?
Queer issues. Yeah, there's nothing.
I think that's quite surprising.
The Law Society has their own law queer officers and everything, but we don't have any. So we're like, well, what is this? So we got together and we got a form, did a bunch of signatures, and we started opening up a MD queer group. So it's a group for queer medical students, and we're hoping to get everyone involved and particularly to raise issues about queer individuals in the clinical setting. So particularly about...
What are the issues?
Well, I'm specifically thinking about... gender diverse folk, and when we do clinical examinations on them, how to be respectful and mindful of their identity, because we're absolutely just left out blank in terms of how to do it appropriately.
Right. So you don't, there isn't sort of this course of rules that you follow about how to address people or how to treat them.
No, there's absolutely nothing or nothing yet that we've sort of run into. So we think that that's a fairly big deficiency.
I think so too.
Absolutely. How do you address that? Because like you rightly said off air, we are dealing with people's bodies. And while somebody may have a particular body, they may not necessarily identify in terms of sexuality or gender with that particular body.
Yeah, certainly. I think you have to be very mindful of their identity, ask their preferred pronoun when approaching them. Don't make assumptions about their gender. Make sure it's completely okay and consensual to sort of examine their
body.
Funny
you should say that, RCL, but the dog before this one, the dog that I had before the one I've got now, Minnie, was a schnauzer. She had a beard, but I thought she was quite feminine. Anyway, I took her to the vet once, and the vet, who was quite old, kept referring to her as him. You know, he obviously hadn't been underneath the undercarriage at that point. But I was offended for my schnauzer.
Yes. Yes.
So
now imagine
much worse if you're a person.
Yeah, if you're
drawing
a person.
Drawing a long bow there between what Aziel was talking about, which was quite interesting, and your bizarre veterinary stories.
Well, you have to be, aware that we are talking to the gay community, and animals are very close to our heart.
They are.
There you are. Right. Sorry, Aziel.
Odd.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
It's 5 to 9.
No way.
Goose drank wine, monkey chewed tobacco on the street.
Oh, Caroline, the line broke. The monkey got choked and we all went to heaven in a little rowboat. Clap,
clap, clap. You've got no idea what we're talking about.
No,
why would you? Because you are a youth, and with us as part of National Youth Week here on Joy 94.9, as it's 5 to 9, RCL, you may not know this, but it's almost time for us to go.
Oh, no.
I know. I knew you'd be shattered.
Yeah,
I knew
that
you'd be heartbroken. We have had this morning two live examples
of the youth of today.
Living youth here
and
with us.
I must say I'm rather intimidated because they're both overachievers. Do you think all the youth of today are overachievers?
I don't know. Are you a sort of excellent specimen?
I wouldn't call myself an excellent specimen.
It looks pretty good from here.
Do you know, our listeners were wanting photos of you on our Facebook, and we've remedied that. There are now photos. There's a lovely photo of Gillian and Asiel.
Well, I don't know where it is. It's somewhere
it's
in the ether.
On Facebook.
Is it all right? Is it on our Facebook page, Wake Up It's Wednesday?
Probably not. On yours. I don't know. Anyway, we'll organise that. We'll get it up there. But
speaking of the Facebook page, please, please go to Wake Up It's Wednesday and vote for one of our songs with artists who are under 18. Mine is Lulu and Shout. Yours is
Ben.
Bye.
Ben.
Yeah. So just
Michael,
you Jackson. Carry on with all your thank yous.
I will. Well, we've got a few people to thank. We want to thank Marley for coming in between 7 and 8 and speaking
terrific.
To us most eloquently about her experiences as a young gay person. Or was that correct, actually?
I think so, yes. You've hit the nail on the head there.
We also want to say thank you to Asiel, who you've been absolutely fascinating.
Oh, thank you.
And want to wish you all the very best with your career.
Oh, thank you. That's
as a psychologist. Psychiatrist.
Yes. Good luck with that.
Can I make an appointment now? I think I might. We want to thank David Hunt, who did a little section for us on garden gnomes. And Gillian, I want to thank you.
What for? I don't like that look in your face.
For being
models, guest list.
Just for being.
Just do your best, darling.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.